أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يحرفون الكلمة من بعد مواضعه يقولون إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه وإن لم تؤتوه فاحذروا. We are reading this ayat with regard to the Jews who used to change the Torah, and the words also they used to change, and the meanings also they used to change. And they used to send their people as spies to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hear what he's got to say. And according to that, then they should plan and plot against Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. All this Allah ta'ala has revealed it in the Quran Sharif to expose them also on the one side, and on the other side that we be on our guard, that we do not fall prey to these things of changing the meanings of the Quran Sharif, the words that cannot be changed, but the meanings that also cannot be changed, and they will always be, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, la yazalu ta'ifatu min ummati, always there will be a group in my ummah who will maintain the truth and the right, but there will be others who will try and change the words, or even the words of the Quran Sharif. Like the government of America had tried to change the words of the Quran by taking out ayats of jihad, etc. from the Quran. They tried and promote it. They started first in the country of Kuwait, but which was a total failure. And in the time of the British, when they were ruling the Muslim, when they were ruling the country, they had burnt all the copies of the Quran Sharif which they could get hold of. And they thought that now the Quran Sharif is not in existence. But when the Muslims presented an 8-9-year-old boy and he read the whole Quran Sharif without an error, they realized they can never ever destroy the Quran Sharif. So Allah is the protector and He will protect. But there will be, unfortunately, those people who will try and change the meanings of the Quran Sharif. As today various modernizing things, the Islam is also being modernized. They are giving a facelift to Islam and changing the laws of Islam which had come down to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So with regard to that, Allah warns us and tells us, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِعِهِ, بدل ڈالتے ہیں بات کو اس کا ٹھکانہ چھوڑ کر. And they change the words of the Quran, of the Torah, and the meanings of it also. After that it was revealed for the specific purpose and for a specific the specific definite laws of Allah Ta'ala which were revealed. But then the rabbis, for worldly gain and for worldly benefits, they changed the words of the Torah also, and they changed the meaning also. So this is a big fitna that we should be always on our guard. We should follow the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif as it was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And clearly Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had warned this ummah that the Bani Israel were divided into 72 sects, and my ummah will be divided into 73 sects, and only one group, one sect will gain salvation, will be Naji, gain salvation on the day of Qiyamah, when the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and may Allah reward them, they asked, which is that one group? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam clearly declared, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that which I am on and which my sahaba are, and which is defined today as the ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah, the ahlu sunnah, the people of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the jama'at of the sahaba. So those who follow the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his teachings, and they follow the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, these are those people who will gain salvation. So we should not look at the petty gains of this dunya at the desires of our nafs, etc., but see what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are, and that is what we should try and follow. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.